Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Carol Topp, and we're back for episode 8 of the Dollars and Cents Show. This is how to teach your kids about managing money, maybe when you're not doing so great yourself. This is the second of a four-part series on the podcast about teaching kids in general about managing money, and this episode is going to be devoted toward teaching elementary school age kids. Episode number 7 was devoted toward things to teach preschoolers, and the following two episodes will be about how to teach preteens and teenagers about managing money. But today's episode is about teaching those elementary school kids about money. To recap what I shared in episode number 7, the one right before this one, we've got some good motivation of why we need to teach kids about managing money. And that's because we want to be a good example because they're watching us, right? That's how kids learn, especially about lifestyle skills like managing money. It's by watching us as adults. And because we have so many bad examples around us of money management, we need to be very proactive in teaching them the right money skills. We've got bad examples, especially in terms of our federal government. So we need to work very hard to show kids that having excessive debt is not normal, it's not natural, it's not healthy, doesn't bring you happiness. Instead, we need to teach them, as I talked about before, especially at the preschool age, money is limited and we don't get everything that we want. That's the most important lesson to teach elementary school kids. Also, you want to have as your motivation the fact that we're trying to not raise kids, we're trying to raise adults, and we don't want those adults to boomerang back. They're called boomerang kids, which means they return back to us largely because they're having financial problems. No, we want to raise them to leave us, to be financially independent, to be the adults that they're destined to be. So that's a recap of the motivation of why we want to teach our kids good money management skills. But in particular, I've shared in the previous episode that I like teaching in a very natural way, especially for the preschoolers and elementary school age kids. Like Deuteronomy 6 talks about the commands that I give you today, I being God, says, the commands I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And I've had a huge interest in teaching personal finance for many years. My kids are now in their 20s, but when they were little, this was how I taught them. I taught them when we were at home. I taught them when we were drove in the car. I taught them when we went to stores. I taught them when we went out to eat. Those are great ways to naturally teach your kids about your attitudes about money, again, because they're watching all the time. So try to do it in a very natural, easy way. About the elementary school age time, though, is when you can start inviting other people in to teach your kids about money management as well. There are some great Sunday school materials. You can find some of these materials in the show notes over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for this one, episode number 7, but any of the episodes on how to teach your kids about managing money will have some of the resources there listed. But also things like Scouts. If your kids are involved in Boy Scouts or American Heritage Girls, I know because I wrote the Money Management Badge for American Heritage Girls years ago. They have wonderful badge and activities to teach kids about money at the elementary age. You could also maybe host a homeschool co-op class. I've taught personal financial management at my homeschool co-op several times. I taught it more at the high school level, but sometimes you could teach it at the elementary school level as well, or at least hold some games or things like that. So outside of the natural way of teaching your kids or bringing in somebody else to help teach them through Sunday school or Scouts or homeschool co-op, you could also do what I call very focused teaching, which would be to hold maybe like a family game night or a family night where there's some emphasis on just teaching about money or playing games with them. There's lots of fun games out there having to teach kids about managing money. And I've got some that I'm going to share in the show notes. Some of them I'm not super familiar with. They're online games. My kids did not play a lot of online games when they were growing up. But there's some fun ones out there now. You know, I think my kids did play things like Zoo Tycoon. But it kind of teaches them how to manage their money and think, you know, you never have quite enough money to do everything you want. So there's some focused teaching like that. And don't just let them play the game. That's enough. That's good. But, you know, talk about what they're learning. That would be great. Also, there's some great books out there, too, to teach your kids about managing money. And I'll share those a little later in the program on the resources list, as well as in the show notes of the website over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. You know, recently, I volunteered with the Ohio Society of CPAs to teach fifth graders for a period of about 2 hours basic financial principles using a game called Fetch, which was a cute board game that was created to teach kids about how to, you know, manage the money involved with having a pet, Fetch, you know, a dog. And it was a really lot of fun for these fifth graders because they had to learn how to keep a ledger of where they got money to help, you know, take care of the dog, but then they had certain expenses of the dog, you know, like they had to buy a bowl and dog food or something like that. And then the dog sometimes, as they progressed around the board, would get into trouble. They had to pay money. And it was really great because at one point we stopped the kids and said, what are you learning right now? It was fabulous through playing just a simple game, the things that they were learning. You know, things like, you know, you shouldn't spend all the money you have because some disaster can come that you don't know about. That was great. That was great for a fifth grader to see that from a game. So don't just play the games with them. Ask them what they're learning. And you might be just, oh, so pleasantly surprised to hear them verbalize those principles that you want them to learn. So let me talk to you about particularly what you want to teach at the elementary school age level. You want to teach that money has different divisions, if you will. Okay. Money needs to be given, saved, and spent. And matter of fact, when we were playing this fetch game, I loved that they had this balance. At one point, players were asked to donate money to like a dog rescue. And fortunately, we were teaching at a Catholic school, so we were very free as even as volunteer CPAs to talk about giving and you know, the importance of doing that with the money we've been given. And it was great because the teacher could then say, oh, yes, remember, kids, in religion class, how we learned about giving back to God. And it just fits so well with what everything that they were trying to teach those kids. And I was so pleased to be able to do that. So you teach kids that some money is to be given because God has blessed us with it. And all he asks is for a portion of it to be returned. And out of appreciation, and also giving stops greed. Did you know that? You really want to teach your kids that, as my pastor said, God cannot pour blessings into a fist that's tightly closed. So don't hang on to your money too tight. Encourage them to give and give generously. But then money also needs to be saved, again, for future needs, and then maybe spent a portion of it. Not everything. That's what you need to teach them. You know, and you see these fun banks that have three compartments. I believe Crown Financial Ministries had a nice one. I believe they still sell it, but it had a picture of a church for giving, a store for spending, and a bank for saving. But you could do that with just three cans and design your own. I'm sure there's somebody on Pinterest that has designed a cute little giving, saving, and spending bank for your elementary school kids' age to see that. And if you do give them an allowance, make sure you give the allowance in either dollars that they can then spread among those three categories or in coins that they can then divvy it up. So talk to them about the divisions of money. How, because I give some of it, I can't spend it all. You know, I was just having a conversation with my 22-year-old daughter who's got a job offer, and she was planning her budget, and she just talked about, wow, how tight things are, how she maybe can't afford the apartment she wants, and how do other people afford it? And I said, Emily, other people don't give money like you do, like as part of your budget. And I said, no, I'm not discouraging you from giving, but realize that, you know, money has these different divisions. And here she and I are having this conversation at 22 that we've, of course, had over the years several times before. But also you want to teach something that you probably started teaching as preschoolers that I shared in episode 7 of the Dollars and Cents Show. But that is that money is limited. that none of us have enough money to go around. It's limited. So you have to make choices. You don't get everything. Let me share you a perfect example of this. My friend Shannon lived on Dave Ramsey's envelope system. You familiar with that? Where Dave Ramsey suggests that you divvy up your money and actually put cash in different envelopes. And Shannon did that, and she would carry around her dining out money and her grocery money in envelopes in her purse. She lived very faithfully this way for many years because it's what worked for her family. I suggest you look into it over at DaveRamsey.com. If you want to get some of your spending under control, use cash and put it in envelopes. So one day, she was out with her kids, and it was getting close to dinner time. And they said, "Mom, let's stop and pick up a pizza for dinner." And she said, "Okay, well, one of you look in my purse and see what's in the dining out envelope." "Oh, yeah, Mom, we got enough money in here. There's $15 in the dining out envelope." Okay, so she could have very well said, "Okay, we're going to do it." But she decided, of course, being a good mom, to make it a teachable moment, say, "Hey, listen, kids, we can go for pizza tonight and spend the $15, or we can move that money into the vacation fund. Remember how we have these plans to go to vacation. They've been planning a vacation for a couple of years, or we can have it later." She's trying to teach them, and they were elementary and junior high age, that money comes with choices. It's limited, and we can either choose to have the pizza now, or we can choose to have a vacation or even a better vacation later. Well, what do you think they chose? You know what? It doesn't matter. It was the point that money is limited and there's a choice to be made. I think sometimes they chose the pizza. Other times they said, "Let's go home. We've got food at home and we'll put the money in the vacation envelope when we get home." I've got lots of other stories and other things that you need to teach your elementary school kids, but I need to take a little break right now, and I'll be right back with some more information about how to teach your elementary school kids about managing money.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.
Well, hi, welcome back. This is Carol Topp, and we're going to pick up talking about how to teach kids, especially elementary school kids, about managing money. The show notes for the program are over at dollarsandcentsshow.com. This is episode number 8, or you can probably also find them over at homeschoolcpa.com. That's my other website. And, of course, this podcast is part of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and you can find the podcast and lots of other great podcasts over there as well. So we were talking about what you want to teach elementary school age kids about the divisions of money, that money is meant to be given away, spent, and saved, and also that money is limited. Therefore, we have to make choices about where we're going to spend our money, because every time you spend $1, it's a dollar you can't spend somewhere else. And that's really a concept that they need to understand at elementary school ages, and they can grasp that. Another concept you want to teach elementary school kids is that of delayed gratification, that things take time. Not everything should come to a kid too easily or too quickly. The elementary school age kids need to learn to plan ahead. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. Again, like I told you, Wetla just played a very simple game with fifth graders, and they caught that lesson pretty well, that if I'm going to have a dog, I need to plan ahead that dog might do damage or there might be some expenses related to having that dog, and I need to save money for those unseen events. So here's a couple of things you can do with kids to teach them delayed gratification. One is pretty simple, but just create a shopping list before you go shopping. That's showing them that because money is limited, I use a list because I can't get everything I want this week. I create the list. You know, that's what a shopping list ultimately is. I'm going to buy these things and not more. Delayed gratification, if you will. Also have them plan a dinner. Boy, that's good experience in planning ahead. and say, what do you want for dinner? Let's go to the grocery store, figure out what it's going to cost, and then maybe do a little comparison to say, hey, if we made hamburgers at home, what it would cost versus if we went out to a restaurant. Help them see the differences in price. That's really good. That's a really good exercise to do. But also have them save long term for something. That's really good for elementary school age kids. And I want to tell you the story about Kelsey, who wanted one of the American Girl dolls. You know, these, I believe they're 18-inch dolls. They're very expensive. And boy, their marketing's fantastic, because the doll comes with beautiful different costumes and a book because she's set in a historical time. And yeah, my daughter wanted one too. Every girl in elementary school age, I think, wants one of those American Girl dolls. And Kelsey wanted the doll very badly, but the parents did not think that was something that they wanted their money spent on. Money is limited, and they made the choice that that's not what they wanted to spend it on, but they were okay with Kelsey saving money just to buy that doll for herself. It took Kelsey a long time. It took her about 3 years. But you think about it, even if she was 7 or 8 when she started, 3 years is a long time in a little girl's life. But she saved her birthday money. She told her grandparents that's what she wanted, and they would make money, gifts in the cash to save for that doll. And you know what? That doll was a pretty important and prized possession when Kelsey finally was able to buy it. And I'll tell you, there were times during those 3 years when mom thought, I will just bail her out and buy it for her now because she's being so good and diligent. But they resisted because they wanted Kelsey to learn a far more important principle, delayed gratification, than to have the doll, than to have mom just buy him out. So it's a good idea to teach your kids that not everything comes quickly and not everything comes easily, because that's life. Ultimately, right, we're raising adults, not children. So let them practice in small ways when they're kids, delayed gratification. They will be better adults for it. A lot of times at the elementary school age, that's when you start giving your kids an allowance. And of course, an allowance is a great way to teach them about money management skills. We talked already about the divisions of money. So if you do give them allowance, and I'm not going to tell you about how much to give them or how often or whether it's tied to chores or not, that's completely up to you. And you can always change your mind about things if you want to. that's fine. You don't have to have set anything in stone right now. But, make sure you teach them that allowance comes with responsibilities. You can't spend it all. I want you to give some and save some. And then maybe have them save for a goal. Again, so they learn to set that money aside, see their savings grow. If you want to have a matching program or give them interest on their savings, here's a funny story. I had a bank that looked like a safe, so that was pretty cool. So when my kids were little and they would save part of their allowance, I would take it and I would put it in the bank, this little bank that physically looked like a safe, not in the real bank down the street. And I made up a little passbook savings for them, and I would show, okay, look, you gave me $7.25, and I'm going to pay you 5% interest. 5% interest, it was awfully good if you think about it, interest rate these days. But I did it to make it easy for me to calculate. And then when my daughters became teenagers, and I said, it's time to open a real savings account, not the one here at home anymore, and she found out she was going to earn a whopping, like 0.25%. She said, can I go back home to your bank, Mom, where you paid 5%? So anyway, that was a good lesson to learn though. And as they get a little bit older, you teach them about interest and how it accumulates. You let them calculate the interest yourself, themselves, and say, okay, if I give you 5% annual interest, what is that per month? Divide it by 12. That's so much percent per month. Well, then how much do I owe you? Take the principal times the interest of that month. A little bit of math problem, real life application. I love it. So start an allowance and give them some money just so they start handling it and learning how to handle it. One other thing I think you really want to teach kids at the elementary school level, it's really not talked about very much, but that is to respect things. Respect things. Sometimes kids are too casual. They don't pick up their clothes. That means that they don't respect that thing that cost money that was hard earned by throwing their clothes on the floor. Or they don't respect the things you have given them. I know one of my friend's sons, granted, he wasn't elementary, he was junior high or high school. He lost this very expensive graphing calculator that they had bought him three times. He lost the calculator three times. Well, actually, he lost three different calculators three times because mom and dad bought him a new one each time. He was not learning the lesson of caring about things and taking care of things. I think instead you should do what my friend Ruth did. She was a very brave woman. She asked her father for parenting advice. She said, "Please, Dad, look at the way I parent and I'm raising my kids. Tell me what you see and give me advice." And he didn't want to at first because he didn't want to criticize his daughter. But she pestered him. Honestly, she pestered him until he said, "Okay, here's one thing I see lacking in your boys." She at the time, I think, had three boys. She said, they don't respect things. So what are you talking about? He said, the way they treat your furniture. They would kind of flop themselves on the furniture, put their feet on the furniture, climb on the furniture, stomp on the furniture. And he said, they need to learn to respect things because things cost money. Now, he was a farmer. Ruth's father was a farmer, and money was, you know, scarce like it is for a lot of farmers. And I thought that was wonderful that he saw that it wasn't just the action of get your feet off the couch that she needed to teach. She needed to teach respect for things like furniture. I've got another example of child showing lack for respect for things. I was visiting a cousin of mine. I do not know this cousin very well. We lived far apart and we were visiting and I had put my purse like in another room on the floor. Went to use the family's restroom in the house. And I noticed their children, my cousin's children, were going through my purse. His children were old enough to know better because they were elementary school age. Because I said, "What are you doing?" They stopped, they looked guilty, and they tried to hide what they were doing. They had my wallet open in their hands. And then I got mad, and my voice raised, and the parents heard what was going on and came into the room and were embarrassed that their children had not been taught to respect other people's privacy and other people's things. So I really hope that you do that, and you make it conscious that you are teaching them to respect things, you know, other people's things as well as the things in your own house. Bye. Doing things like respecting the furniture, picking up their clothes, not losing things. So anyway, hope that's helpful. Again, to summarize, I think elementary school kids need to learn about the divisions of money. They need to learn that it's limited. Delayed gratification is actually very good for them. Starting allowance is a great way that you can teach some of these things. And ultimately, the respect for things and for other people's things is a great concept to teach them responsibility. I've got some resources. Again, I'm going to tell you, I share these over at the show page for the episode here, the podcast. It's called dollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for episode number 8, how to teach your elementary kids age about managing money. But the other episodes related in this series, episodes number 7, 8, 9, and 10, all might be pretty helpful to you. So let's talk about some resources. The Family Times Virtue Pack from crown.org is a lot of fun. I mentioned it. It's really great for the preschoolers, but up through your elementary age kids might like that because there's conversation starters on mealtime cards. There's also bedtime stories, all these different ways that you can teach these biblical principles of money management and proper attitudes toward money to your elementary school age kids. Crown also has a series of books, and for the elementary school age, it's called The ABCs of Handling Money God's Way. So take a look at that book and see if that might be something appropriate. Again, you might want to do it at home, or your Sunday school class might do it, or maybe even your homeschool co-op. So look at crown.org and see what kind of things they offer for the different ages. There's a book called Money Matters Family Night Tool Chest by Jim Weidman. These are kind of fun. The whole idea of the family nights are that you stay at home and you do something fun together as a family. And this book, the Money Matters book in the Family Night Tool Chest, are all different activities you can do with your kids to teach them concepts about money management. So that's kind of a fun thing to do with your elementary school age kids. And then Dave Ramsey's got some fun stuff for elementary school age kids. It's called Junior's Adventures. And I think he's got some other great stuff over at DaveRamsey.com, so check that out. And finally, I think I shared a little bit more in the preschool episode, but one of my favorite parenting authors was John Roseman. In any of the books by John Roseman, he's got one that I really liked for preschool and elementary school age kids called the New 6-Point Plan for Raising happy, healthy children. And it's from John Roseman that I get the whole idea of delayed gratification, or the other concepts he talks about are benign deprivation, saying no to your kids a lot more than you say yes, because, of course, their demands are almost endless. Instead, we need to give our kids protection, affection, and direction, but learn to say no to their needs, which are endless, but give them, learn to say no to their wants, but give them everything, of course, that they need. So I hope this is helpful. I'm looking forward to the next two sessions about teaching preteens and teenagers how to manage their money. I have taught personal finance to teenagers several times. I really find that's a fun age, and the preteens are a great age to start learning a little bit more about some of the specifics of handling and managing money. So I hope you tune into those podcasts. Please feel free to share about these podcasts on your Facebook with your Facebook friends or via email. And, you know, feel free to drop a comment. Hey, if you know of any other good resources out there for teaching elementary school age kids, it's been a little while since I've taught elementary school age kids. You know, share those in the comment section over at dollarsandcentsshow.com or on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. I'd sure appreciate it. Or even on my Facebook page, Carol Topp. And we can have a great conversation with sharing the other information that we all have about how to teach our kids about managing money. Thanks so much for joining me. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.